Chapter 38. Hold the physician in honor, for he is essential to you, and God it was who established his profession. From God the physician has his wisdom, and the king provides for his sustenance. His knowledge makes the doctor distinguished and lets him stand before princes. The Lord makes the earth yield healing herbs, which the prudent man should not neglect. Was not the water sweetened by a twig, that men might learn his power? He endows men with knowledge to glory in his mighty works, through which the physician eases pain and the druggist prepares his medicines. Thus his creative work continues without cease in its efficacy on the surface of the earth. My son, when you are ill, do not delay, but pray to God who will heal you. Flee wickedness, let your hands be just, cleanse your heart of every sin. Offer your sweet-smelling sacrifice in a memorial, a portion of choice flour, as much as you can afford. Then, give the physician his place, for the Lord created him. Do not let him leave, for you need him too. There are times when recovery lies in his hands, and he too beseeches the Lord, that his diagnosis may be correct and his treatment bring about a cure. He who is a sinner towards his Maker will be defiant towards the physician. My son, shed tears for one who is dead, with wailing and bitter lament. As is only proper, prepare the body, do not absent yourself from his burial. Weeping bitterly, mourning fully, pay your tribute of sorrow as he deserves. 1 or 2 days to prevent gossip, then compose yourself after your grief, for grief can bring on an extremity, and heartache destroy one's health. In affliction, grief persists. The curse that rankles makes for a wretched life. Do not turn your thoughts to him again. Cease to recall him. Think rather of the end. Do not recall him, for there is no hope of his return. It will not help him, but will do you harm. Remember that his fate will also be yours. For him it was yesterday, for you today. With the departed dead, let memory fade. Rally your courage once the soul has left. The scribe's profession increases his wisdom. Whoever is free from toil can become a wise man. How can he become learned who guides the plow, who thrills in wielding the goad like a lance, who guides the ox and urges on the bullock, and whose every concern is for cattle? His care is for plowing furrows, and he keeps a watch on the beasts in the stalls. So with every engraver and designer who, laboring night and day, fashions carved seals, and whose concern is to vary the pattern. His care is to produce a vivid impression, and he keeps watch till he finishes his design. So with the smith standing near his anvil, forging crude iron. The heat from the fire sears his flesh, yet he toils away in the furnace heat. The clang of the hammer deafens his ears. His eyes are fixed on the tool he is shaping. His care is to finish his work, and he keeps watch till he perfects it in detail. So with the potter sitting at his labor, revolving the wheel with his feet. He is always concerned for his products and turns them out in quantity. With his hands he molds the clay and with his feet softens it. His care is for proper coloring and he keeps watch on the fire of his kiln. All these men are skilled with their hands, each one an expert at his own task. Without them, no city could be lived in, and wherever they stay, they need not hunger. But they are not sought out for the council of the people, nor are they prominent in the assembly. They do not occupy the judge's bench, nor can they set forth decisions or judgments. They cannot expound the instruction of wisdom, nor are they found among the rulers. Yet they maintain God's ancient handiwork, and their concern is for the exercise of their skill.